Good morning. Still morning, right? Welcome to the Engineering and Operations Committee meeting for Thursday, January 22nd, 2026. I am Chair Ray, and this meeting is called to order. Tony, could you please call the roll?
Chair Ray.
Present.
Vice Chair Fong Sakai.
I'm present.
Vice Chair Heideman.
I'm here.
Director Abdullahi.
Present.
Supervisor Aguirre. Director Arant.
Here.
Director Ayala.
Here.
Director Bukowicz.
Here.
Director Coates Hedberg.
Here.
Director Flessy.
Here.
Director Freehoff.
Present.
Director Roback.
Present.
Director Sanchez.
Present.
Director Wall. Chair Ray, you have a quorum of the committee.
Thank you, Tony. As we discuss the items on the agenda today, I'll be calling on directors who push their speaker button, and the committee members will speak first, and then any other directors who would like to speak will come next. Moving on, agenda additions to the agenda. So I have conferred with Chair Serrano and General Manager Denham, and in the interest of time, we will be tabling item 2 of the consent calendar on today's agenda. Because of this change on the agenda, we will not be taking any public comments in relation to this item. That item, as you know, is the project labor agreement determination for the Lake Hodges Hydroelectric Facility Isolation Project. So we're just going to table that until the next meeting. So we will go ahead and take any other public comments at this time. Are there any public speakers?
Or within the committee's jurisdiction? You have 3 minutes to make your comments. First speaker, Ms. Javier, you may begin now.
Okay, begin.
We are hurt physically, emotionally, and financially. We live in fear, depression, anxiety, stress. We need water to clean the surfaces from droplets of particulates and contaminants, and water to irrigate plants and trees as advised by EPA Sacramento. EPA federal authority responded explaining that APCD must look at the limit of permit and that the issue falls on city zoning standard. City code enforcement referral we to APCD for our pollution jurisdiction. Director Paula Forbes of APCD says it is a nuisance case, period. Her compliance and engineering department says otherwise, no other. Its impact is negligible. Region wide. Councillor Rivera, our D9 leadership, responded saying he will read out APCD only to be discovered. He is one of the 11 governing board member of APCD. How could he investigate when absenteeism in board meetings since has been recorded? My husband determined to be with governing board, planning hearing board. But blocked it. He also learned that Mayor Gloria, then an environment environmentalist advocacy along with the
Your 3 minutes are up. Thank you. Second speaker, Mr. Javier, you may begin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I speak with reference only to my memory, varying at certain degree when I see the thinkers, the presence of human San Diegans with five dimension. I have uttered this dimension many times in the city council meetings. The king of Balboa Sol, or Zeus, sorry for my Tagalog English, zoo consumes a lot of water than in our community. Why is it? Why is it? We are humans and should be priority in all aspects of survival. Air is number one, and it is controlled by the mayor of the city of San Diego's APCD. We know that. It's all for business. Governing board member is only after, let's see the rules that are vintage. Long time ago, when smoke is okay because residents are dispersed or few population, if I may describe that. But now it's a modern time. We cannot smell the odor of our neighbor, should be, because they smell toxic like the ceramics manufacturing next door. Why, city elected officials, why? And now you are trying to put virus in our second essential survival water. Where is the money, Mayor Gloria and the 10 elected officials? Tell us, where is the money to budget the construction of pure water program? It was spent, and in fact, every budget hearing, we have to give them the budget right away. It's a holdup. Many years, we were there, and we were the witness. Oh, sorry, I am not hateful. I am just trying to copy the Hollywood actors. I am not. I love them because they are our fellow humans, Americans. But this is the truth. They don't care. They neglect with all their intent. I do not know where they put their money. You are free in your water bill, sir, as well as La Java and the mayor, and they have security guard. What about us? Fearful of our safety. Unclean neighborhood.
Your 3 minutes are up. Thank you.
Lastly, thank you, Uncle Sam. Thank you, Madam Chair.
That concludes our in-person request. If there are public speakers in the Zoom waiting room, please raise your hand through the Zoom app or press *9 if you are listening by phone. Public speaker with the last name Everett, you may begin now.
Hi, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Oh, great. Okay. Hi, my name is Dave Everett. I'm testifying on behalf of the Western Electrical Contractors Association. And I know you guys just moved the project labor agreement vote till next meeting, but I did want to just for the new members of this committee, give them a little background that, you know, over the last couple meetings, while you guys are having budget discussions about how you're raising rates and how, the budget's not adding up here or in the city of San Diego, both have passed these project labor agreements where you're increasing your costs. Most studies say it's like 10 to 15%. But recently, because of all the construction that's going on with in LA and all the construction that's going on in Altadena, we're seeing costs go as high as 30%. And you guys are seeing the same thing. You saw it on their last project where you only got one bidder and it was $9 million over budget. You tried to bid it again. You spent a bunch of money and staff time reaching out to only union contractors because you're restricting 85% of your market, the 85% that chooses to work in a non-union environment. You guys will not bid on any of these jobs because you basically want to give a monopoly to your political donors. And so as we're going through this budget discussion, let's all remember that you're playing games, you're playing politics with your construction, and then you're having these conversations. Do we need to raise rates? Do we need to cut this project? Do we need to have two different buckets? Look, what you need to do is stop playing politics with the construction of the facilities and the infrastructure. There was a bill last year where Gavin Newsom, I mean, if you guys can't be more fiscally responsible than Gavin Newsom, that's a pretty low bar. But even Gavin Newsom vetoed a bill that was in the legislature because it was a pilot project for three projects with PLAs. And he said, we just can't afford this. I see, you know, Gavin is at the ownership of big labor. Still, he said it costs too much money. His own Department of Toxicology Substance Control said that it would cost 30% more if they had to implement this. And so while you guys have $9 million budgets and you got overruns on one project, you are doing this exact same policy, and you're doing it at the city of San Diego, and you're doing it here at the Water District, and both are financially upside down. And so the last thing I would remind this committee is, when you take 85% of your construction workforce off the market, you're your local hire is ridiculous. We'll never meet those goals. But secondly, 98% of Black and Latino construction workers choose to work in a non-union environment. I mean, if 85 or 90% of your whole market is non-union, I don't think it's crazy to go, oh, there's 8% more in Black and Latino communities that are non-union. So there's a racial minority discrimination element that you guys are putting in it, and you're also just wasting a ton of money. I mentioned earlier that you had an outreach event where you're asking the staff to try to find more contractors. One of the directors, I believe it was Director Leahy, said, can you please quantify how much money that cost to do that? You guys have never come back with that number. Or if you have come back with that number, you're hiding it from the public. Do we have to
Your
do
three
like-
minutes are up. Okay, thank you. Okay, right.
Thank you. I just wanted to remind the public speakers that we took this item off the agenda in the interest of time. So we would appreciate if you could reserve your comments for the next meeting in regards to this issue. Obviously, you're allowed to make public comments here, but I'm just asking if you could possibly reserve your comments for the next committee meeting when this issue will be on the agenda for action. Thank you. Are there any other public speakers?
There are no further requests.
Okay, thank you very much. And I do see that we have Director Ayala who would like to make a comment.
Thank you, Chair Ray. I just wanted to move the consent agenda, if you will.
Okay, I'll take that into consideration when we get there. We have some other things before we get there. Thank you. For the chair's report, first I would like to welcome Director Sanchez to the Engineering and Operations Committee. The committee looks forward to working with you. Thanks for joining us and being here today. Next, the progress report on the Engineering and Operations Committee work plan is included on page 347 of this month's board packet. The work plan covers calendar years 2025 and 2026. The work plan was adopted by the committee in March of 2025. Some highlighted items in our committee's work plan are as follows. In engineering, we awarded a construction contract for the San Luis Rey River Habitat Management Area Restoration Project, and construction is still progressing. We also completed over 9,200 lineal feet of relining on Pipeline 5 within the San Luis Rey River Canyon, and a 96-inch pre-stressed concrete cylinder pipe, providing an additional 75 years of service life to this segment of Pipeline 5. We also awarded a contract and began construction on the first aqueduct-treated water bifurcation structures and Hubbard Hill Vents Rehabilitation Project. This project will reduce the seismic vulnerability of these critical structures in accordance with the latest code requirements. Under the operations and maintenance area, we replaced submerged anodes on Olivenhein Dam and completed the drilling of deep well anodes for pipelines 1 and 2 in the San Luis Rey River and San Diego Creek. We enhanced the ability to perform condition assessments of water conveyance infrastructure with technology implementation that minimizes the risk of unplanned interruptions of service to the member agencies. and our evaluation of potential locations for new online water quality equipment to enhance the monitoring of untreated source water changes is ongoing. The legacy industrial protocols with the aqueduct control systems are being removed and replaced with modern TCP/IP protocols that strengthen system reliability, security, and long-term maintainability. A final report on the work plan will be provided at the final regular board meeting of 2026. If you have any questions or would like to make any comments about the work plan, please contact myself or Nina in engineering or Ava in operations. I'm also pleased to announce in December, the Water Authority executed an agreement with the U.S. Department of the Interior Bureau of Reclamation for a $3 million Water Smart Grant for the San Luis Rey Wetland Habitat Management Area Restoration Project. On behalf of the Engineering Operations Committee, I'd like to extend a thank you to our staff for diligently pursuing this grant opportunity and making it a reality. And finally, moving on to the consent calendar, there's only one item on the consent calendar today, and that is the Public Works contract with Level Crane Systems to furnish and install a 10-ton bridge crane system at the Operations and Maintenance Center in Escondido. And we have a motion on the floor by Director Ayala. Do I have a second? Thank you, Director Flessy. Thank you. I also see that Director Heidemann would like to speak.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to go back to the work plan, and I'm a firm believer in what gets measured gets done. So I just want to extend the congratulations to our operations and maintenance staff and engineering for the work they've done on the work plan. So I just want to get that on record.
Thank you, Director Heidemann. I agree. So we have a motion by Director Ayala and a second by Director Flessy. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. So there are no action or discussion items, and there is one informational item on the agenda, and that is the advertisement for bids for the Pipeline 5 relining Oceanside 5 flow control facility to Huckleberry Lane project. And do we have a presentation on this? No? Okay. So that was an information that was provided in the packet for you. And there are no closed session items. So there's no further business. And I'm going to adjourn this committee meeting and Legislation Public Outreach Committee after lunch at 12:45 p.m.